Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145, Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. A two-vehicle crash was reported Thursday, July 3rd at approximately 5:02 p.m. in Huron County. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the collision occurred on Pigeon Road near the intersection of Farver Road and Oliver Township. Deputies say a 2017 blue Ford F-150 pickup truck was slowing and preparing to turn north onto Farver Road when it was struck from behind by a 2022 silver Chevrolet Silverado pickup. Investigators reported the second vehicle failed to slow in time and rear-ended the first truck. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and were not injured. No airbags deployed and neither driver required medical treatment. The crash occurred under clear skies during daylight hours on a dry roadway. The speed limit in that area is 55 miles per hour. Both pickup trucks sustained functional damage and were driven westbound at the time of the collision. Authorities listed the contributing factor for the striking vehicle as being unable to stop in an assured clear distance. The incident remains documented by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. No citations or additional enforcement information was included in the crash report. And in Lansing, new protections for survivors of domestic violence are being added to Michigan's unemployment system later this month. Beginning July 17th, workers forced to leave a job because of domestic violence may qualify for unemployment benefits if they meet the state's eligibility requirements. The bipartisan law also includes privacy safeguards designed to protect survivors by keeping sensitive information confidential and allowing documentation from multiple sources, not just law enforcement. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the change ensures victims no longer have to choose between their personal safety and financial security while leaving an abusive situation. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency says applicants will now see domestic violence listed as a reason for separating from employment and may use alternate contact information to help protect their safety during the claims process. Additional unemployment law changes also take effect this month. Starting the week of July 19th, benefit recipients must complete at least 3 weekly work search activities up from the current requirement of 1. The state's WorkShare program is also expanding, allowing participating employers to reduce employee hours by 10 to 60% while workers receive partial unemployment benefits. Another provision allows certain unemployment appeals to be consolidated into a single hearing before an administrative law judge. More information on the changes is available through the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency. And according to a petition filed with the Huron County Clerk on July 2nd, organizers are seeking Babcock's removal from her District 7 commission seat. The petition alleges Babcock supported Resolution 25-58 on February 8th of 2025, authorizing zoning changes to allow a 15,000 acres of industrial-scale solar facilities in the 15 county-zoned townships. The filing marks the first steps in Michigan's recall process. Petition supporters must now gather the required number of valid voter signatures before the question can qualify for the ballot. As of now, the filing of the petition does not remove the commissioner from office, and no election has been scheduled. Babcock remains in her position while the recall process moves forward. When we come back from this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
Don't waste your time shopping for ag equipment through online auctions. Head to your nearest Tri-County equipment location and ask about their wide selection of pre-owned equipment, including pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting?
Plus, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees when you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location.
Don't miss your chance to save big at Tri-County Equipment. Get to your local Tri-County Equipment and lock in your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, USDA sounding the alarm on summer crop disease. The Department of Agriculture is sounding the alarm for farmers across the American grain belt following the detection of a fast-spreading fungal disease in major corn and soybean fields. Fueled by unseasonably humid conditions and suddenly heavy rainfall, the blight threatens the significantly diminished crop yields if left unchecked. Agricultural experts are urging growers to inspect their fields immediately and apply targeted treatments to contain the spread. Agricultural economists warn that a significant drop in crop yields could ripple through the global food supply chain, potentially driving up prices for livestock feed and staple grocery items by the end of the year. In other national news, electric vehicle sales slump triggers auto industry shift. A sudden and unexpected slowdown in domestic electric vehicle sales is forcing major American automakers to reevaluate their production strategies. Several prominent manufacturers have announced they are scaling back EV assembly lines and shifting their immediate focus back to hybrid models, citing high manufacturing costs and consumer anxiety over the availability of public charging stations. Industry analysts suggest that while the long-term future remains electric, the current market is hitting a temporary plateau. Dealerships across the country are reporting an oversupply of battery-powered cars, prompting manufacturers to roll out aggressive financing incentives and price cuts to clear lot space for incoming models. When we come back from the Shetler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with your international news.
Whatever temperatures this season brings, whatever technical issues arise, whatever cooling solution makes the most sense, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new cooling system, your local Bryant dealer, Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. With a Bryant dealer, you get more than just a technician. You get someone who is committed to meeting your needs and achieving a high level of training and skills. Someone backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Nobody understands the ins and outs of home comfort like your local Bryant dealer. So whatever your situation, your address, or your budget, your Bryant dealer has a solution for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling Shetler Plumbing and Heating at 989-453-3531. Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon, serving the entire Thumb area and beyond. Bryant, whatever it takes.
And we're back in Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Egypt's Sisi rules out deeper Israel ties without Palestinian state. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has issued a firm diplomatic warning regarding regional relations, declaring there will be no popular normalization with Israel without a comprehensive peace deal. Speaking to regional leaders, Abdel Fattah emphasized that any lasting diplomatic cooperation depends on ending the occupation and establishing an independent Palestinian state. The remarks reflect deep-seated public frustrations within Egypt and across the Arab world regarding the ongoing conflict. Diplomatic observers say the Egyptian president's statement serves to reassure his domestic constituency while setting a strict baseline for future regional peace negotiations brokered by international mediators. In other international news, North Korea upgrades Navy with new missile destroyer commission. State-run media in North Korea reports that leader Kim Jong-un has personally supervised weapons tests on a massive new naval warship. The 5,000-ton destroyer, which reportedly suffered a major mishap and capsized during its initial launch last year, has undergone extensive repairs and system upgrades. Kim has ordered the vessel to be fully commissioned into active service within the next 2 months. The ship's recent sea trials included live fire tests of advanced artillery, automatic weapon systems, and electronic warfare capabilities. South Korean and American intelligence agencies confirmed they have detected multiple cruise missiles fired from the vessel into the East Sea, and are actively analyzing the technical data. When we come back from this Autumn Wood of Decaville sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
At Autumn Wood of Decaville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Decaville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Schettler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bannock, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Decaville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Decaville, we're all about you.